The world needs messages of love, unity, compassion, and inclusivity now more than ever, and this podcast delivers that. Whether you're a parent, teacher, counselor, or energy healer, with the right intention, we all have the potential to be a healing presence for others. The truth is, we are all ordinary people capable of having an extraordinary impact. Imagine if we all did that on purpose. Join Global Impact visionary leader, intuitive healer, and spiritual mentor, Sue DeMay, for authentic conversations that will inspire you to become more of a healing presence in your work, in your relationships, and in the world. And now, here is your host, Sue DeMay.
Welcome. It's an honor to be here once again with you, sharing organic conversations about how to be a healing presence in the world. And it's all based on the book, We Are All Healers. Ordinary people with extraordinary intention will heal the world. If you don't have your copy yet, it is available on all the online bookstores. You can get your ebook copy, your print copy, and it is 100% of the royalties go to our humanitarian projects. So this is a project of the heart, and its intention is impacting your life individually and impacting the lives of everyone all around us, all around the globe. So the conversations continue. I have another special guest and one of the authors, and she shared a story in the book as well. Today we have Kristen here with us. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you, Sue. Always an honor to be in your presence.
And yours as well. We met several years ago when you were actually leading a summit and you invited me to speak on your summit. And from that moment, I felt a connection with you. And I was actually just being interviewed by Veronica the other day. And she was like, as soon as you came on, I thought of Kristen. And it's like, you look like sisters. I'm like, oh, I kind of feel like we're sisters, like soul sisters.
Yeah, we are. We are most definitely soul sisters. That's a wonderful recognition from another friend. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
So I want you to just share a little bit about what it means to you in this moment, what it means to you to be a healing presence.
I feel that's been the deep dive lately. In so many ways, for me, it's really been slowing down and willing to really take a look at all the different nudges that are showing up in my life, whether it's, you know, a physical or emotional or mental, or someone showing up in my, in the field around me in relationships and interactions, and just being in that real deep space of listening and watching and willing to step into the experience, you know, with full awareness and presence, and allow the information that's happening. And I try to do this every day, you know, in every moment, but, you know, sometimes we aren't capable of that. But that's just been the reminder over and over and over again, is to be real. Because that slowing down for me really allows that experience of really being real with myself or somebody else, you know, the honesty, the truth, the depth of what's possible in each moment. And no matter how it feels, you know, no matter how it feels, to be able to enter the space with that willingness and the surrender to what is actually present, to have its expression, to have its space, from a place from the heart, you know, not in just being in reaction or, you know, projecting. It's really going, I'm going to slow down and let myself feel what I'm really feeling and observe what I'm really observing and bring myself into the moment so I can really share with others or myself, or my family, you know, what's really here. And that to me has been really powerful as a healing presence right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree completely. The whole idea of slowing down for me has been like, I used to have, I can even just recall probably about 10 or 15 years ago. So it wasn't that long ago that I literally would have my whole next year already booked. like programmed out, right? Because I was a programmer at a health club, but I was also like teaching different workshops and stuff. And most of my workshops were already booked out. I already knew what I was doing like next April for the whole month. And it was just like, I had my life so mapped out and so structured and so booked that there wasn't room for spontaneity. There wasn't room for flexibility. There wasn't room for even slowing down. Like my days were 10, 12 hour days. And of course I had my kids and everything else. And it was just like, I was busy, like busy doing and not busy being. Like, even if I was busy being, I would rather be busy being than busy doing. So I often say I don't do busy anymore. And even when it is full, I see it as like, I'm not booked or full. It's like my day is filled up with things, but it's like my presence and my awareness and my focus and my attention is all on what's happening now. And I'm really, really present, and it doesn't feel busy. It doesn't feel full, but I do have a lot of space. I've had to create more space in my days and more space, like taking days off and like disconnecting and putting the phone down, because it's so easy to get wound up in the fast track that everybody's, you know, living on. And I find that for me, slowing down is such a gift, but I actually, it's more productive. I'm way more productive when I do. I get my way more done and I feel so much better.
Yeah. Isn't it fascinating? I know this for me too. I got that message too. And I actually took a day off of my calendar for the week, you know, and I'm already only on the calendar 2 days a week for when I'm booking, you know, sessions or classes or conversations. And there may be pop-up days where I do it on different days, and, but it's like, oh yeah. You know, and it just feels like I can be so much more available and present when there's more spaciousness in my own personal existence, you know, and I feel that, you know, it's interesting because you say, instead of just being busy, you know, it is, it's like, oh, these are the things that really matter to me. You know, these are the things that have the significance in my life. And I've slowed down enough to be able to recognize that, to then like fill the space with these with these things or these events or these experiences that really speak to my heart. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I'm still in the process as slowing down, that it shows up. And what's really profound with that is, like, when people ask me, you know, what I do, it's like, I can't call what I do a business, you know, because I'm like, I don't want to be busy. Busyness, you know, I don't want to be in the busyness of doing. I want in the being of what feels good to bring into the, you know, through me into the world. And I think that's really the beauty of it all, you know, because I remember when I was still trying to understand how to manifest, you know, or how to be in life, you know, in a more full way, you know, of myself, you know, it was like, oh, think about what you want your year to look like, envision it out, you know, with every aspect of your life, you know, the spiritual, the work, the family, the friends, you know, and then plan everything, you know, get things, you know, scheduled, get things on the calendar of where you're going to travel to or where you're going to go. And I'm like, that just feels too stressful. I'm like, I don't want my year planned out. I don't want, just because I booked a vacation in, you know, July, that means that I have to go then because I paid for it. What if I don't feel that, you know, what if it's not there? What if something else came up that feels more organic and flow? I love that what you said in the beginning is to have these organic conversations. And that's what I feel that slowing down does, is let us be in that flow and that organic space. And it's so much more, I said, it's so much more rewarding and fun and creative. And then it gives space. I can love spontaneous adventures and or spontaneous experiences. And so that to me is like, I'd rather be there, you know, and feel myself rather than feel the calendar, you know? So yeah, thank you for presencing your experience.
Mm-hmm. I find that when we're stressed or anxious or overloaded or overwhelmed, literally. So when we talk about being a healing presence, when we're calm, people feel the calm. When we're grounded, yeah. People feel that. They feel the presence. They feel the energy. They don't even necessarily realize it.
Yeah.
When you're stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, busy, you know, going from one thing to the next, that's that you're putting that out into the world. You're actually like feeding the anxiety that's already so heightened in the world. We'd feed the fear, and I'm not interested in doing that. And so I love what you were saying. It's just like being so present and slowing down so that you can actually feel like, how do I really feel right now? Like pausing to check in, like,
yes.
How am I actually feeling right now? Oh, I'm feeling a little anxious. Okay, well, what's leading to that? Or what's feeding that right now? Or what do I need to do to shift that within myself? What do I need to process? It's giving ourselves some space to process our emotions the way they're meant to be processed. We're actually, emotions are energy in motion. We're meant to process them in the moment, not let me bottle them all up or accumulate them. And then at the end of the day go, oh my God, I gotta get rid of my like big baggage from the day that I carried, because we didn't process them moment to moment, or we didn't have the ability or the space to be present with them in order to move through them the way that we're meant to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's that, and then it creates that culture of just working and then maybe drinking or watching shows or, you know, doing something that's more of a diversion, just saying, I have to decompress because it's so much. They can't even start to unravel it. I think that's what happens, is it gets so bottled up that there's no conscious connection to it anymore, and it can't even be. So you just keep going that way. And I've noticed for myself that the more I'm slowing down and being more connected into what's happening in my experience, when I'm feeling people around me that are super anxious, I'm feeling at a level that's like, whoa, I'm like, it's incredible to me of how anxious I used to feel. And now I'm feeling what that feels like to be somebody else's presence. And it's really, and then, so it's like, how can I, so I just really focus more on going, okay, I'm not going to let my nervous system, you know, or my nerve system, you know, attune to that, because it has that capacity to do that. I'm just going to notice it, and I'm going to ground even more and sit even more in my space and see what happens, you know, and just notice how people can come with that. Their nerve system will then, you know, attune to that groundedness and connectedness and just start to sit, you know, and I'll get those, you know, that feedback is, you seem so grounded, you seem so calm. And it's like, yeah, it, you know, let's do that.
We've cultivated that, you know, it's like
we've cultivated that.
Planted the seed, and then we're cultivating it, constantly cultivating it, nurturing it, you know, intending it, putting attention to it. Yeah.
Yeah. And even just today, a real experience today is I woke up kind of feeling that static energy. You know, I just kind of was feeling more of the flow, wanting to go into that tenseness or, you know, and so I kept having to just breathe and just connect with it and see what was there. And then I sat down to do, so I homeschool, unschool my son, and we sat down to do some reading and math. And I could find myself just wanting to be just, you know, and, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit and watch. And I said, you want to know what? Let's just take a break. I said, come here. And we hugged, and he just hugged me. We just sat there for a while. And I said, let's just take a break. And we just sat there hugging for, I don't know how long we ever needed to. And then I said, okay, let's have another go, you know, and we went right back into it, and it went so smooth, you know, and it's just, so it's like when we allow ourselves just to take those moments and recognition, because I know we also have that feeling that once we get into that heightened state, that it wants to keep going. You know, and it can just keep getting heightened. And we think, oh, we need to get this done, or we got to go, you know, we just keep those thoughts. And so instead of like letting that happen, and it's like, oh, whoa, what's really needed here, you know, and stepping into that. So that was a really, you know, just a powerful moment for me too. And also with my son, to like kind of like train that connection between us, as well as in his own self, of just when he's getting heightened to go, oh, wait, you know, let's slow down. And that's the culture I'd like to create, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that you're when you're talking about like taking a break to hug, like, it's like we could take a break and go sit outside on the deck or go out into nature, but you can take a break just to hug somebody. And that I what I could see is like just your heart's sinking again and harmonizing. It's just like harmonizing your energy and like, okay, let's let the discordant energy cleared. Now let's approach it again with that, clear, harmonized state. Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
When
because
you're
after,
starting,
oh, sorry, go
oh,
ahead.
go ahead. No, you go
Yeah,
ahead.
because after we were done with the work, he's like, I want to go outside and, check the garden, I'm like, okay, let's go. It was just nice. Then let's get outside. Let's get in the sun. Let's, see how the plants we've, planted from seed or transplanted, how they're doing, and just be present, with that space before we go into the next wave of whatever it is that, is on the calendar to be done, And so for me, that's the spaciousness and that's the slowing down that I feel is so crucial, is having those moments throughout the day where it's just not one thing from to the next. We have those that space in between to move in. And I was, as I was just sharing with you before, I was feeling that recently. I just feel like I'm in that space in between in life itself, as we're going through all this transformation of this healing that we're all in this world, is going, who we are and who we've been and who we're becoming. It's like, there's that big space and that gap. And it's like, oh, let's slow down and relish in this space so that we can really make a choice. Make a choice of, if we're going to let the calendar rule our life or if we're going to let anything else. And I feel the more we draw our power in from those things, the more we have the energy, to really have the clarity to create from.
Yeah, there's the power in that gap. There's potential and there's opportunity, there's miracles in that
Miracles.
gap if we lean into it, right?
I feel that. And yeah, it just feels so so profound. So profound to take those moments of stillness. And I know that some people who may be listening feel maybe they don't have that option, because they do have maybe a regular 40 plus hour a week job and a family and all of that. And so, for me, having my own, creating my own schedule and creating my own life and having my son, it's like I have more of that capacity, right? So what I offer to those people that have, a lifestyle that feels like it's more run because I have to show up to, the next day at work at a certain time, is, where are those moments that you can find in the day? Where are the moments that, are there for you, if it's just a few moments, or on your drive where you can take those moments to listen to calming music, or have that self connection and breathing, and just really taking in the possibility. Or maybe around the table, like sometimes around the table at night, and when we sit down to eat, instead of just rushing into eating, we take a breath and we look at each other and maybe sometimes hold hands, and just connect, even if it's just for, 10 seconds, or 30 seconds, just growing and choosing to find those moments. 'Cause that's what I have found is really, really supportive, for me.
Well, and they don't have to be big moments. Like they can just be like what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is like sweet pockets. There's like these sweet pockets where even just like you're on an elevator. Okay, well that's an opportunity there. Like because most people are just standing looking at the numbers, waiting for the floors to go by. It's like no, take some deep breaths and like feel yourself grounding. Set an intention before you step out of the elevator. How do I want to show up in this moment? How do I want to be? How do I want to feel? Like, what do I want to invite? What experience do I want to invite? What opportunity do I want to, be open to? What do I want to, it's really about intention, how we show up and the intention of those moments and those sweet pockets that will change the experience of the moments that follow. So showing up at work, with like, oh, I gotta go to work again, it's just like that mindset will feel draggy for you. So it's like, okay, I want to show up differently at work today. I want to be a symbol of love and just play with it and see what happens. Or I want to be a symbol of joy. I want it to be playful today or lighter today. So there's these opportunities that we have when we set an intention and put our attention towards something, the energy shifts and kind of moves with us, and the universe kind of like orchestrates and comes along for the ride. And the circumstances may not change, but our experience of the circumstances change when our mindset going into them is different than it was the day before or the time before. So using those sweet pockets, even if it's just a moment to take a big breath in and go, okay, I'm breathing in love. I'm breathing in peace. I'm breathing in calm. I'm breathing in joy. Whatever it is, that in itself has the potential to change your experience, which will have the potential to change everybody's experience around you. So that's what we're talking about in the book. It's like, these aren't big, huge leaps. Yes, some people might take big, huge leaps. You might quit your job and change your schedule, move to the Antarctica and, like, you know, change your life altogether. But that's not what we're asking you to do. All we're asking you to do is find these sweet pockets where you can have an awareness and intention to change the experience and then have that ripple effect out into the world.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Yeah, I like that. Sweet pockets. Ooh, it feels good. It's like, I want like a little pillow or something that says sweet pocket. That has like little
t-shirts.
Yeah, little cards and pull it out. Oh, there's my, you know, saying for the day or something. But yeah, I feel that. And I think one of the things that I'll guide people to do too sometimes is, if you do have that moment, you know, that you're walking to, you know, another meeting or about, you know, hanging up the phone, or, you know, that breath, like a breath in between every little, you know, section. And then maybe when you get to work, there's a thought that came in, or on the elevator, there's a thought that came in. If you have a sticky note or a piece of paper or something, and just put it on the desk or put it somewhere where you can see it, you know, and just like, you know, just always keep breathing in and creating those reminders to have that shift, to continually make the shift, you know, that does creates the neural pathways to have that new experience, like Sue was saying. And I find that the more we just keep making those subtle movements, you know, in those little small moments, those can be the most impactful, right? Those are the, like, this multiple small ones throughout the day can have the most impact rather than just having one big one, right? And that was something that was really profound for me, because I studied deep ecology when I was in college studying environmental studies. And, you know, I was an activist at the time, and sometimes out in the streets and protests, you know, and all that fun stuff. And there was this one deep ecologist that said, you know, if you're in your own life and really creating what it is that feels nurturing and good to you, and everyone is doing that, then that is like a hole in the wall, like a hole in the system, or, you know, whatever it is where that is changing, rather than trying to make one big hole in the wall. We're all creating our own, you know, pockets, right? Pockets of reality. That was big. And so what we're talking about here is just being that healing presence. That had a really big impact on me, to recognize, oh, if I am just pulling back, you know, this is in my early 20s, you know, just pulling back and creating the life I want, which it still took a long time to really understand what that meant, and actually how to put it into practice, you know, through breaking down my, you know, or transforming my own walls, you know, internal walls. You know, it's like, it's so profound. It's so profound to just really notice and be in each one of those moments. Ooh, they do. They really create a lot of change, and beautiful, beautiful energy that can be more calm, be more grounded, be more connected, and love, and maybe fun and happier and more content, you know? And it's, yeah, that's, I really appreciate being a part of this book with you, Sue, to create this ripple, to create this effect, through the world, to bring it back home. You know what I'm saying? What I feel a lot of just bringing it back home. Instead of thinking where you have to be out in the world doing something that's creating impact, it's like, let's bring it here first. Where can I make the most, you know, change and healing for myself that then just naturally ripples out and creates that for others? So,
We become these vibrational tuning forks for, you know, whether we're doing something or not, we're having an impact in how we're being and how we're feeling. Mm-hmm. So everybody can change that. You know, in an instant. You can change it by intention, and you can change it with practice. Not always easy.
Yeah.
There's circumstances where it's more challenging.
Yeah. Sometimes just looking out the window and smiling because we see a tree or a bird or we hear a bird, you know, and just smiling, it can just change the whole flow of the energy. So
we're gonna do that. Right now the moon is out during the day. So as I'm driving around, I'm like, hello moon, you know, I'm like, hey, you're here, you know, it's so nice to see the moon because I really have a real affinity to the moon. But yeah, just saying hello to, I know that someone was saying recently they wake up and greet their plants and say hello to their plants. I'm like, oh, I'm going to start doing that. You know, I was like, I'm not good with indoor plants. Outdoor plants are doing great, but my indoor plants, maybe I just need to talk to them more. So I started doing that. Actually, I have this aero garden and I was pouring the water in and kind of topping up the water. And I was just like, hello, you look so beautiful today. And the next day, I swear they grew like this much. And I'm like, well, I got to be careful. They're going to like totally overgrow if I give them too much love. But is there ever too much love? I don't know. It's all good.
I feel that it's so, I love that you brought that in because I do the same thing when I walk, because I have a lot of house plants. I've got my this is kind of a big plant over here. And, but out in the general area of the house too, I have all these plants and I'll walk out as if I'm opening shades. Hi plants, here's your light, you know, and just talking with them and my crystals too. I'll talk and say, hello crystals, you know, and just talk because there's they're all over the house too. And just feeling that sense. And as you were saying that about your plant and it growing, it made me recognize that when I get up in the morning, I stretch and meditate and do some exercise. You know, that's kind of my routine. And I have these two tall plants. This is like kind of a smaller plant, but I have these two that are divine and I have them in big pots and they're weaved around bamboo. So they're all probably like, you know, almost 6 feet tall, you know, just kind of. And the one that I sit the closest to and meditate next to, I was just realizing, I was like, why do you look different than the other plant? Like it has more growth and the leaves are wider on it. So I'm like, maybe I need to bring that other plant closer.
You know? Or switch them out.
Just switch an them experiment, out. You know, like switch them or like see what happens, you know? But it's just kind of like, wow, recognizing the, you know, the spoken, but also that unspoken energy. You know, like you said, the tuning fork, that unspoken frequency that happens just because of, you know, what we're choosing to feel inside. You know, if we're in that intention or in that holding space of presence or stillness or, you know, however it is we're choosing to be. And just recognizing that life-giving force, you know, that helps us grow and then helps other people grow and feel alive. And I think that's what we're really after here is like, let's feel alive, you know, rather than, you know, stuck in these, you know, patterns, you know, it's like, oh, that life-giving force and that aliveness. That's, and I love you said that about the moon because of the cover of the book, you know, with the moon and recognizing that. So I like understanding why you might have chosen the moon.
The moon and then that star that's like, it's got that star with the trail. It goes all the way around the back down here. That came to me in a vision in my meditation. I was like, there's the cover, and then I ended up looking for the images. I'm like, there they are, and they blended the two images together and it just came together so beautifully. But the moon for me is like, that's my reminder every time I see the moon. I'm like, hello moon, like it's just like a just instant joy for whatever reason. The one thing that was coming in when you were talking right at the beginning, I kept hearing the words, and this came in as a meditation for me too one time because I needed to kind of shift my mindset, and I kept hearing the words, take the scenic route, take the scenic route. And so I started to, like, you know, just for fun, take the scenic route. So if I'm driving somewhere in grocery store or whatever, I'll just take a different road or take a different path. You know, it's like, just take the scenic route, like shake things up a little bit, freshen things up. And I think a lot of people find it easier to be present when they're out of their regular element. So like on vacation, right? They're like, they have more presence and they're looking at things, they're noticing things. But when we're in our day-to-day kind of, you know, patterns or habits, we tend to go into tunnel vision and kind of go into autopilot. So the whole message of like, take the scenic route, slow down, like notice, pay attention, you know, greet the world, greet nature, you know, feel the sun, like pause and feel the sun. It's actually got some amazing energy right now. I'm getting downloads when I hang out with the sun, and I'm just like, wow, you have a lot to send today, you know, a lot of energy to gift us right now. So it's, I keep feeling like for everyone to like slow down, take the scenic route, find those sweet pockets, and you know, and just shift from the inside into that space of, you know, how can I be present right now in a way that will actually make me feel better and maybe even make others feel better.
I like that. Yeah, the scenic route made me think that there's sometimes when I'm driving around town, I'll recognize a road and I'm like, oh, I think that connects over to that way, you know, and so just finding different ways to get to different you know, the same place. And it's been fun, you know, it's been fun to explore that way and then just realize like, oh, okay, there's multiple ways that I can get to that same place. And some days that scenery is going to be, you know, more, you know, effective or efficient, you know, and then this one, maybe it takes me a little longer, but oh, wow, I'm noticing something that I never noticed before that's here in town or, you know, and it just helps. And I feel that if we can do that with ourselves, you know, like what's the scenic route for me today? Like what thoughts could I walk to the bathroom with when I get up in the morning, you know, or it, rather than maybe what the usual ones are, you know, can I look at something else in the room compared to where I usually look, you know, and just, I like that the scenic route with the sweet pockets as we slow down. That's great.
Well, even like, even when you're saying that, I'm like, oh, the scenic route on the inside. I'm like, oh, I haven't even thought about that. Like you just gave me a new idea, right? Even sitting like, you know, in a, if a facing a different direction when you're eating dinner, you know, it's like, we moved our kitchen table to a different direction. And my husband's like, why do you want it like this? I'm like, cause I can sit here and I can see the hummingbirds on my fuchsias. And he's just like, oh, okay. It's like, I need to see the birds. And we were trying to figure out where to put the bird feeder. I'm like, I need it to be by the window so I can see when I'm inside, but also see when I'm outside. So you just, even just the idea of like, you know, the scenic route of your mind, the scenic route of your thoughts, your emotions, like that just brought a whole other depth of that lesson for me in you sharing that. Love it.
Thank you.
So how can people get in touch with you? I know you have different offerings and you're doing some beautiful heart work in the world. What's the best way for people to connect with you?
Yeah, well, the best way I think right now is I'm more present on Facebook right now. So you can just look up Kristen Margot Bilecki. That's how my name is on there. And also my website, awakenedsoul.net. Those are the two best ways to, because through the website, you can get on the list to receive what I'm doing, or on the Facebook page, I also post just about everything that I'm doing and also just beautiful guidance that comes up during the day. So those are the two places right now.
Beautiful. Yeah, your feed is definitely filled with positivity and possibility and light. It's just sparkly. So it's beautiful to see your posts. Everyone, I don't go on Facebook a lot, but when I do, yours often pops up on my feed. So I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for being such a beautiful healing presence in the world. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. It sounds like tears are coming to my eyes just for the depth of connection that we have. And that's possible, you know, as we get together and connect and with the world. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for your vision. Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting it into form for us to receive in the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate you being guided to join us. So those of you that don't have the book already, We Are All Healers, Ordinary People with Extraordinary Intention Will Heal the World. I am the main creative author, but there is others that are in the book as well, including Kristen. So if you want to read her story and the others' stories, but also all of the insights, it's just full of, you know, practical things that you can do for practical people. It doesn't matter what you're doing in the world in the way of work. There's something in it for everyone. And you probably just heard my dog's ears. I'm going to give him this. He's on my lap sleeping. As soon as I start to say, he knows when I'm wrapping up. So he wakes up and he shakes his head. Oh, yes. He's a healing presence. That's for sure.
That's nice.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for being here and for following this podcast series. We will continue to interview the authors from the book, and then I will start to interview everyday people that are having extraordinary impact in the world. Different people all around are already doing this, and they don't even necessarily realize it themselves, the impact that they're having. So I want to interview some more people and just give you a sense of like anyone, everyone is a healer, because we can all be a healing presence in the world. And we can all do that on purpose. And when we do that on purpose, the impact we have is far greater, far more reaching. So together we can do it. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. Until next time, love and blessings.
Thank you for joining our global healing movement and podcast, inspired by the international best-selling book, We Are All Healers. Ordinary people with extraordinary intention will heal the world. Order your copy today on your favorite online bookstore. 100% of the royalties go to support our Heart Love Living Foundation humanitarian projects. Together, we can uplift humanity and unify us in love for each other and our planet.